have to think of Lois as a little older than she is, and Ruth a little younger than she appears. The time is 8:15 in an evening, and the place is a house down toward the end of the block. Mama stretches to reach the cupcakes in a cabinet in the kitchen. She can't see them, but she can feel around for them, and she's eager to have one, so she's working pretty hard at it. This may be the most serious exercise Mama ever gets. She finds a cupcake, the coconut-covered raspberry and marshmallow-filled kind, known as a snowball, but sees that there's one missing from the package.
Jesse! It's the last snowball, sugar. Put it on the list, okay? And we're out of Hershey bars. And where's that peanut brittle? I think maybe Dawson's been in it again. I ought to put a big mirror on the refrigerator door, and that'll keep him out of the treats, won't it? Can you hear me, honey? I sure hate it when the coconut falls off. Why does the coconut fall off?
We got any old towels?
Well, there you are.
Towels you don't want anymore. How about this swimming towel Loretta gave us? Beach towel name of it. You want it?
What have you been doing in there?
A big piece of plastic, like a rubber sheet or something. Garbage bags would do if they're big enough.
Well, don't go making a big mess, Jesse. It's 8 o'clock already.
Yeah.
You haven't forgot what night this is, have you? They're all chips, see? I've been waiting all week, Jess. It's Saturday night, sugar.
Yeah, I know. I got it on the schedule.
You want me to wash them, or are you going to make your big mess first? We're out of those snowballs. Did I say that already?
Yeah, there's more coming tomorrow. I ordered you a whole case.
The whole case will go stale, Jesse.
Go in the freezer till you're ready for them. Where's Daddy's gun?
Up in the attic.
Where in the attic? I looked your whole nap and I couldn't find it anywhere.
One of his shoeboxes, I think.
Yeah, full of shoes. I looked already.
Well, you didn't look good enough then. There's a box from the ones he wore to the hospital. When he died, they told me I could have them back, but I never did like those shoes.
Yeah, I found the bullets. They were in the old milk can.
Dawson took the shotgun, didn't he? Hand me that basket, hon.
Dawson better not have taken that pistol.
Now hand me my glasses, please. I told him to take those rubber boots, too, but he said they were for fishing. I told him to take up fishing.
He's just too lazy to climb up there, Mama. Or maybe he's just being smart. That floor's not very steady.
It's not a floor at all, hon. It's a board now and then.
Dawson could probably use some of the clothes up there, Mama. Somebody should have them. You ought to call the Salvation Army before the whole thing falls in on you.
Oh, it's plenty safe as long as you don't go up there.
I'm careful.
What do you want a gun for, Jess?
Protection.
You take the TV way too serious, hon. I've never seen a criminal in my life. This is a way too far to come for what's out here to steal. Never seen a one.
Except for Ricky.
Ricky is mixed up, and that's not a crime.
Get your hands washed. I'll be right back. And get them real dry. Now, you dry your hands till I get back where it's no go, all right?
I thought Dawson told you not to go up those stairs.
He did.
I don't like the idea of a gun, Jess.
Which shoebox? Do you remember?
Black.
The box was black?
The shoes were black.
That doesn't help much, Mother.
I'm not trying to help you, sugar. We don't have anything anybody'd want, Jesse. I mean, I don't even want what we got, Jess.
Neither do I. Wash your hands.
You come down from there before you have a fit. I can't come up and get you, you know.
I know.
We'll just hand it over to them when they come. How's that? Whatever they want, the criminals.
That's a good idea, Mama.
Ricky'll grow out of this and be a fine boy, Jess. But I have to tell you, I wouldn't want Ricky to know we had a gun in the house.
Here it is. I found it.
It's just something Ricky's going through. Maybe he's in with some bad people. He just needs some time, Sugar. He'll get back in school or get a job. Or one day you'll get a call and he'll say he's sorry for all the trouble he's caused. And he'll invite you out for supper and someplace dress up.
Don't worry, it's not for him. It's for me.
I don't think you would shoot your own boy, Jesse. I know you felt like it. Well, we've all felt like shooting somebody, but we don't do it. I just don't think we need
to... Your hands aren't washed. Do you want that manicure or not?
Well, yes, I do, but for...
Then wash your hands and don't talk to me anymore about Ricky. Those two rings he took were the last two valuable things I had. So now he started in on other people, door to door. Hope they put him away sometime. Turn him in myself if I knew where he was.
You don't mean that.
Every word of it. Wash your hands now, and that's the last time I'm telling you.
Jesse sits down with a gun and starts cleaning it.
I should have got you to bring down that milk can. Agnes Fletcher sold hers to somebody with a flea market for $40 a piece.
I'll go back and get it in a minute. There's a wagon wheel up there, too. There's even a churn. I'll get it all for you if you want.
What are you doing?
Barrel has to be clean, Mama. Old powder gets in there.
What for?
I told you.
And I told you we don't get any criminals out here.
And I told you, the gun is for me.
Well, you can have it if you want it. When I die, you'll get it anyway.
I'm gonna kill myself, Mama.
Very funny, very funny.
I am.
You are not, and don't say such a thing, Jesse.
How would you know it if I didn't say it? You want it to be a surprise? You're lying there in your bed, or maybe you're just brushing your teeth and you hear this noise down the hall?
Kill yourself.
Shoot myself. A couple of hours.
Sure must be time for you to take your medicine.
Took it already.
What's the matter with you?
Not a thing. Feel fine.
You feel fine. You're just going to kill yourself.
Yeah, wait until I felt good enough, in fact.
Don't make jokes, Jesse. I'm too old for jokes.
That's not a joke, Mama.
That gun's no good, you know. He broke it right before he died. Dropped it in the mud one day.
Seems okay.
She spins the chamber, cocks the pistol, and pulls the trigger. The gun is not yet loaded, so all we hear is the click. But it will definitely work. It's also obvious that Jesse knows her way around the gun.
I had Cecil's already in there just in case I couldn't find this one. I'd rather use Daddy's.
Those bullets are 15 years old.
These are from last week.
Where'd you get those?
Feed store. Dawson told me about them.
Dawson?
I told him I was worried about prowlers. I asked Dawson if he thought they'd send me some bullets, and he said he'd just call for me because he knew they'd send them to him if he told them to. He was absolutely right. Here they are.
How could he do that?
Just trying to help, Mama.
And then I told you where the gun was.
See? Everybody's doing what they can.
You told me it was for your protection.
It is. I'm still doing your nails, though. Want to try that new chowderberry color?
Well, I'm calling Dawson right now. We'll just see what he has to say about this little stuff.
Dawson doesn't have anything more to do with this.
Well, he's your brother.
And that's all.
Dawson will put a stop to this. I'm going to call him. He'll take that gun away.
If you call him, I'll just have to do it before he gets here. As soon as you hang up the phone, I'll just walk in the bedroom and lock the door. Dawson will get here just in time to help you clean up. Go on, call him. Then call the police, and then call the funeral home. Then call Loretta and see if she'll do your nails.
You will not. This is crazy talk, Jesse.
I said no. This is private. Dawson is not invited. Just me. I don't want anybody else over here. Just you and me. If Dawson comes over, it'll make me feel stupid for not doing it 10 years ago.
I think we better call the doctor. Or how about the ambulance? You like that one driver I know. What's his name, Timmy? Get you somebody to talk to.
I'm through talking, Mama. You're it, no more.
And we're just going to sit around like every other night in the world, and then you're going to kill yourself. You'll miss. You'll just wind up a vegetable. How would you like that? Shoot your ear off? You know what the doctor said about getting excited? You'll cock that pistol and have a fit.
I think I can kill myself, Mama.
You're not going to kill yourself, Jesse. You're not even upset. People don't really kill themselves. No, ma'am, it doesn't make sense. Unless you're retarded or deranged. And you're as normal as they come, Jesse, for the most part. And we're all afraid to die.
I'm not, Mama. Cold all the time anyway.
That's ridiculous.
It's exactly what I want. It's dark and it's quiet.
So's the backyard, Jesse. Just close your eyes. Stuff cotton in your ears. Take a nap. It's quiet in your room. I'll leave the TV off all night.
So quiet, so I don't know it's quiet. So nobody can get me.
You don't know what dead is like. Might not be quiet at all. What if it's like an alarm clock and you can't wake up so you can shut it off? Ever?
Dead is everybody and everything I knew gone. Dead is dead quiet.
It's a sin. You'll go to hell.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, you will?
Jesus was a suicide, if you ask me.
Why, you'll go to hell for saying that, Jesse.
I didn't know I thought that.
Jesse. And you can't use my towels. They're my towels. I've had them for a long time. I like my towels.
I asked you if you wanted that swimming towel, and you said you didn't.
And you can't use your father's gun either. It's mine now, and you can't do it in my house.
Oh, come on.
No, you can't. I won't let you. The house is in my name.
I have to go to the bedroom and lock the door behind me so they won't arrest you for killing me. Probably test your hands for gunpowder anyway, but you'll pass.
Not in my house.
If I'd known where you were going to act like this, I wouldn't have told you.
Well, how am I supposed to act? Tell you to go ahead? Okay by me, sugar. Might try it myself. What took you so long?
Look, there's no point in fighting me over it, that's all. Want some coffee?
Your birthday's coming up, Jesse. Don't you want to know what we got you?
You got me the dusting powder. Loretta got me a new house coat, pink probably. And Dawson got me new slippers. Too small, but they'll go with the robe, he'll say. Right? Be back in a minute.
Jesse takes the gun box, puts it on the top of a stack of towels and garbage bags, and takes them into her bedroom. Mama, alone for a moment, goes to the phone, picks up the receiver, looks toward the bedroom, starts to dial, and then replaces the receiver in its cradle as Jesse walks back into the room. Jesse wonders silently.
I started to, but I didn't. I didn't call Dawson.
Good. Thank you.
this all about, Jesse?
About?
What did I do?
Nothing. You want a caramel?
You're mad at me.
Not a bit. I'm worried about you, but I'm going to do what I can before I go. We're not just going to sit around tonight. I made a list of things.
What things?
How the washer works, things like that.
I know how the washer works. You put the clothes in, you put the soap in, you turn it on, you wait.
Now you do something else. You don't just wait.
Well, whatever else you find to do, you're still mainly waiting. And the waiting's the worst part of it. The waiting is what you pay somebody else to do if you can.
Okay. Where do we keep the soap?
I could find it.
See?
Well, if you're mad about doing the wash, we can get Loretta to do it.
Oh, now that might be worth sticking around to see.
Yeah. She'd never in her life do it, would she?
Nope.
What do you think's the matter with her?
She thinks she's better than we are. She's not.
Maybe if she didn't wear that yellow all the time.
Yeah. The washer repair number's on the little card taped to the side of the machine.
Loretta doesn't ever have to come over here again, you know. Dawson could just leave her at home when he comes. And we don't even have to see Dawson either if he bothers you. Does he bother you?
Sure he does. Look, now be sure you clean out the lint out of the tray every time you use the dryer. But don't ever put your house shoes in it, it'll melt the soles.
What does Dawson do that bothers you?
Well, he just calls me Jess like he knows who he's talking to. He's always wondering what I do all day. I mean, I wonder that myself, but it's my day, so it's mine to wonder about, not his.
You know, family is just accident, Jesse. It's nothing personal, hon. They don't mean to get on your nerves. They don't even mean to be your family. They just are.
Well, they know too much.
About what?
Well, they just know things about you. They learned it before you had a chance to say whether you wanted them to know it or not. They were there when it happened, and it don't belong to them. It belongs to you, only they got it. It's like my mail order bra got delivered to their house.
Well, by accident.
Yeah, all the same, they opened it. They saw the little rosebuds on it. Chewy mint.
What did they know about you? I'll tell them never to talk about it again. Is it Ricky? Or Cecil? Are your fits? Are your hair falling out? Are you drink too much coffee? Or you never go out of the house? Or what?
I just don't like their talk. Look, now the account of the grocery is in Dawson's name when you call. The number's on a whole list of numbers at the back cover of the phone book.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. There are none of them ever setting foot in our house again.
It's not them, Mother. I wouldn't kill myself just to get away from them.
You leave the room when they come over anyway.
Well, I'll stay as long as I can. Besides, it's you they come to see.
Well, that's just because I stay in the room when they come.
It's not them.
Then what is it?
Now, look. The grocery won't deliver on Saturday anymore. And if you want your order the same day, you have to call it in before 10. They won't deliver less than $15 worth. So what I do is I tell them what we need, and then I tell them just to add on cigarettes until it comes to $15.
It's Ricky. You're trying to get through to him.
If I thought I could do that, I'd stay.
Make him sorry he hurt you then. That's it, isn't it?
He's hurt me, I've hurt him. Guess we're about even.
You'll be telling him that killing is okay. It's okay with you. Want him to start killing next? Nothing wrong with it. Mom did it.
Only a matter of time anyway, Mom. When the call comes, you let Dawson handle it here.
Honey, nothing says those calls are always going to be some new trouble he's got into. You could get one that says he's got a job. or got married. Or how about he joined the army? That would be nice.
Look, if you call the Sweet Tooth before you call the grocery, that Susie will take your fudge next door to the grocery and it'll all come out together. Now be sure you talk to Susie, though. She won't let them put it in the bottom of the sack the way they did that last time, remember?
Ricky could come over, you know. What if he calls us?
It's not Ricky, Mama.
Or anybody could call us, Jesse.
Not on Saturday night, Mama.
Then what is it? Are you sick? If your gums are swollen again, we can get to the dentist in the morning.
No. Look, can you order your medicine or do you want Dawson to do it? Now, I've got a note to him and I'll add it to it if you want.
Your eyes don't look right. I thought so yesterday already.
That was just the ragweed. I'm not sick.
Epilepsy is sick, Jesse.
It won't kill me.
You don't, but...
If it could kill me, I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
No, I don't. That's what I like about it.
Well, I won't let you.
It's not up to you.
Jesse!
Look, I want to hang a big sign around my neck like Daddy's on the barn. Gone fishing.
You don't like it here.
Exactly.
Well, I meant here in my house.
I know you did.
You never should have moved back in here with me. If you'd kept your little house or found another place when Cecil left you, you'd have made some new friends at least. Had a life to lead. Had your own things around you. Give Ricky a place to come see you. You never should have come here.
Maybe.
But I didn't force you, did I?
Look, if it was a mistake, we made it together. You took me in. I appreciate that.
Well, you really didn't have any business being by yourself right then. But I can see how you might want a place of your own. A grown woman should be able to
Mama,
have...
I'm just not having a very good time. And I don't have any reason to think it'll get anything but worse. I'm tired. I'm hurt. I'm sad. I feel used.
Tired of what?
It all.
What does that mean?
I can't say it any better.
Well, you'll have to say it better because I'm not letting you alone till you do. What were those other things? Hurt? You had this all ready for me, didn't you? Did you write this down? How long you been thinking about this?
Off and on 10 years. On all the time since Christmas.
What happened at Christmas?
Nothing.
So why Christmas?
That's it. On the nose.
You're hurt by what?
Mama.
Okay, you're sad about what? There's nothing real sad going on right now. If it was after your divorce or something, that would make sense.
Now look, this drawer has everything in it that there's no better place for, huh? Extension cords, batteries for the radio, extra lighters, sandpaper, masking tape, Elmer's glue, thumbtacks, that kind of stuff. The mousetraps are under the sink, but you call Dawson if you got one, because let him do it.
Sad about what?
The way things are.
Not good enough. What things?
Well, everything. From you and me to Red China.
We can sure leave the Chinese out of this.
There's extra light bulbs in the box in the hall closet. We've got a couple of packages of fuses in the fuse box.
I asked you a question.
I read the paper. I don't like how things are. And they're not any better out there than they are in here.
Now, if you're doing this because of the newspapers, I can sure fix that.
It's just more of it on TV.
Take it out, then.
Do that?
Well, watch me.
What would you do all day?
I'd sing. I would. You want to watch? I'll sing till morning to keep you alive, Jesse. Please.
No. It's a funny idea, though. What would you sing?
Well, we've got a good life here.
I called this morning and canceled the paper. Except for Sunday, you'll still get your puzzles to do.
Let's get another dog, Jesse. You liked a big dog. That king dog you liked, didn't you?
Yeah, I did like that king dog, yeah.
But I'm so dumb. He's the one that ran under that tractor.
It makes him dumb, not you.
No, for bringing it up.
It's okay. Handy wipes and sponges are under the sink.
We could get a new dog and keep him in the house. Dogs are cheap.
No.
Be something for you to take care of.
I've had you, Mama.
You do too much for me. I can fill pill bottles all day, Jesse, and change the shelf paper and wash the floor when I get through. You just watch me. You don't have to do another thing in the house if you don't want to. You don't have to take care of me, Jesse.
I know that. You've just been letting me do it so I could have something to do, haven't you?
Well, I don't do it as well as you. I just meant that if it tires you out or makes you feel used.
Mama, I know you used to ride the bus. Now, riding the bus, and it's hot and bumpy and crowded and too noisy, and more than anything in the world you want to get off, and the only reason in the world you don't get off is it's still 50 blocks from where you're going, right? Well, I can get off right now if I want to. Because even if I ride 50 more years and then get off, it's the same place when I step down to it. Whenever I feel like it, I can get off. As soon as I've had enough, that's my stop. I've had enough.
You're feeling sorry for yourself.
The plumber's helper is under the sink, too.
You're not having a good time. Whoever promised you a good time? You think I've had a good time?
Yeah, I think you're pretty happy, yeah. You have things you like to do.
Like what?
Oh, like crochet.
I'll teach you to crochet.
I can't do any of that nice work, Mama.
Good times don't come looking for you, Jesse. You're acting like some little brat. You're mad, everybody's boring, and you don't have anything to do, and you don't like me, and you don't like going out, and you don't like staying in, and you never talk on the phone, you don't watch TV, and you're miserable, and it's your own sweet fault.
And it's time I did something about it.
Not something like killing yourself. Something like buying us a whole new set of dishes. I'd like that. Or maybe the doctor would let you get a driver's license now. Or I know what we can do right now. Let's rearrange the furniture.
I'll do that if you want. I always thought if the TV was somewhere else, you wouldn't get such a glare during the day, you know. I'll do whatever you want before I go.
You could get a job.
I took that telephone sales job, and I didn't even make enough money to pay the phone bill. I tried to work at the gift shop at the hospital, and they said I made people feel real uncomfortable smiling at them the way I did.
Well, you could keep books. You kept Daddy's books.
Nobody ever checked them.
When he died, they checked him.
And that's when they took the books away from me.
Well, that's because without him, there wasn't any business, Jesse.
You know I couldn't work. I can't do anything. I've never been around people my whole life except when I went to the hospital. I could have a seizure any time. What good would a job do? The kind of job I could get would make me feel worse.
Jesse.
It's true.
That's what you think is true.
That's right. That's what I think is true.
But I can't do anything about that.
No. You can't. And I can't do anything about it either. About my life. To change it, make it better. Make me feel better about it. Like it better, make it work. But I can stop it. Shut it down. Turn it off like the radio when there's nothing on I want to listen to. It's all I really have that belongs to me. And I'm going to say what happens to it. And it's going to stop. And I'm going to stop it. So, let's just have a good time.
Have a good time.
We can't go on fussing all night. I mean, I could ask you things like I always wanted to know, and you could make me some hot chocolate, hey? The old way.
Well, that takes cocoa, Jessie.
Yeah, I bought cocoa, Mama. I'd like to have a caramel apple too, and do your nails.
You know, you didn't eat a bite of supper.
Does that mean I can't have a caramel apple?
Well, of course not. I mean, well, of course you can have a caramel apple.
I thought I could.
You know, I make the best caramel apples in the world.
I know you do.
Fine caramel apples and cocoa. Okay?
Did you talk to Agnes today?
You know, she's calling me from a payphone this week. God only knows why. Well, she has a perfectly good trim line.
Well, how is she?
How is she every day, Jesse?
Nuts.
Is she really crazy, or is she just silly?
Nope, she's really crazy. She was probably using the payphone because she had another fire problem at home.
Mother.
I'm serious. Agnes Fletcher's burned down every house she ever lived in. 8 fires, and she's due for a new one any day now.
No!
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Well, why didn't you ever tell me this before? Why isn't she locked up somewhere?
Well, I guess because nobody ever got hurt, I guess. Agnes woke everybody up to watch the fires as soon as she set them. You know, one time she set out porch chairs and served lemonade.
Real lemonade?
The houses they live in, you knew they were going to fall down anyway. So why wait for it is all that I could ever make out of it. Agnes sure likes a feeling of accomplishment.
Good for her.
Why are you asking about Agnes? Do you want one cup or two?
Just one. She's your friend. Oh, no marshmallows.
Well, you have to have marshmallows. That's the old way, Jess. 2 or 3. 3's better.
3, then. Her whole house burns up? Her clothes, her pillows, everything? I'm not sure I believe this.
Well, it was when she was a girl, Jess. Not now. Long time ago. But she still got it in her, I'm sure of it.
No, she wouldn't burn her house down now. Where would she go? She can't get Buster to build her a new one. He's dead. How could she burn it up?
Be exciting, though, if she did. You never know.
You do too know, Mama. She wouldn't do it.
Well, I guess not.
Well, what else? Why does she wear all those whistles around her neck?
Why does she have a house full of birds?
Agnes has a house full of birds?
Well, she does, and she says that they just follow her home. Well, I know for a fact she's still paying for a parrot that she bought. You got to keep your life filled up, she says. She says a lot of stupid things. I think it's all the okra that she eats. You can't just willy-nilly eat okra 2 meals a day and expect to get away with it. It made her crazy.
She really eats okra 2x a day? Where does she get it in the winter?
Well, she eats a lot. Maybe not
two meals, but, well, she...
More than the average person.
Well, I don't really know how much okra the average person eats.
How do you know how much Agnes eats?
I really don't.
How many birds does she have?
Two.
Then what are the whistles for?
Well, they're not real whistles. They're just little plastic ones on a necklace she won playing bingo. And I only told you about it because I thought I might get a laugh out of you. Even if it wasn't the truth, Jess. Things don't have to be true to talk about them, you know.
Why won't she come over here? It's because of me, isn't it?
No, Jess.
Yes, Mama.
Okay, yes, then. But she's crazy. She's crazy as they come. She's a lunatic.
What is it exactly? I mean, did I say something or sometime? Or did she see me have a fit and is afraid I might have another one if she comes over, or what?
I guess.
You guess what? What has she ever said? She must have given you some reason.
She says your hands are cold.
What difference does that make?
Like a corpse, she says. And I'm going to be one soon enough as it is, she says.
That's crazy.
That's Agnes. Jesse's shook the hand of death, and I can't take a chance of catching it, Thelma. So I ain't coming over, and you can understand it or not, but I ain't coming. I'll come up the driveway, but that's as far as I'll go. That's what she says.
Oh, God. I thought she didn't like me. She's scared of me. How about that? She's scared of me.
Well, I could make her come over, Jesse. I could call her up right now and she could bring the birds and come visit.
Oh, God.
I didn't even know you ever thought about her at all. I'll tell her she has to come and she'll come, all right. She owes me one.
No, that's all right. I just wondered about it. When I'm in the hospital, does she come?
Well, her kitchen is just a tiny thing, and when she comes over, she feels like a, well, I don't know, we all like a little change, don't we?
Sure we do. Plus, there's no birds diving around.
You know, I hate those birds. She says I don't understand them. What's there to understand about birds?
Why Agnes likes them, for one thing. Why they stay with her when they could be out with other birds. What Agnes likes about them. How they fly, what their singing means. What they think Agnes is.
Why do you have to know so much about things, Jesse? There's just not that much to things that I could ever see.
That you could ever tell, you mean? You didn't have to lie to me about Agnes.
Well, I didn't lie. You just never asked before.
You lied about setting fire to those houses, about how many birds she has, about how much okra she eats, and why she won't come over here. If I have to keep dragging the truth out of you, this is going to take all night.
That's fine with me. I'm not a bit sleepy.
Mama.
All right. Ask me whatever you want.
Did you love Daddy?
No.
I didn't think so. Were you really 15 when you married him? Did you never love him, or did he do something and you stopped loving him, or what?
He felt sorry for me.
He wanted a plain country woman, and that's what he married. And then he held it against me the rest of my life, like I was supposed to change and surprise him somehow. Like, I remember this one day, he was standing on the porch, and I told him to get his shirt on. And he went in and got one, and then he said, real peaceful, but to the point, "You're right, Thelma. If God had meant for people to go around without any clothes on, they'd have been born that way."
He didn't mean anything by that, Mama.
He never said a word he didn't have to, Jesse. That was probably all he'd said to me all day. So if he said it, there was something to it. But I never did figure that one out. What do you think he meant?
I don't know. I liked him better than you did, but I didn't understand him any better.
How could I love him, Jesse? I didn't have a thing he wanted. He got his share, though. You loved him enough for both of us. You followed him around like some little... Well, Jesse, all the man ever did was farm and sit. And try to think of somebody else to sell the farm to.
Or make me a boyfriend out of pipe cleaners and sit back and smile like the stick man was about to dance. Wasn't I gonna get a kick out of that? Or he'd sit up with his sick cow all night, leave me a chain of sleepy stick elephants on my bed in the morning.
Or just sit.
I liked him sitting. Big old faded blue man in the chair, quiet.
Agnes gets more talk out of her birds than I got out of the two of you. He could have had that gone fishing sign around his neck in that chair. I saw him stare off to the water. I saw him look at the weather rolling in. I got where I could practically see that boat myself. But you knew what he was thinking about, and you're going to tell me.
I don't know, Mama. His life, I guess. His corn, his boots, us, things, you know.
No, I don't know, Jesse. You had those quiet little conversations after supper every night. What were you two whispering about?
Oh, we weren't whispering. You were just across the room.
What did you talk about?
Well, we talked about why black socks are warmer than blue socks. Is that something to go tell Mother? You were just jealous because I'd rather talk to him than wash dishes with you.
I was jealous because you'd rather talk to him than anything. If I had died instead of him, he wouldn't have taken you in like I did.
I wouldn't have expected him to.
Then what would you have done?
Come visit.
Oh, I see. He died and left you stuck with me, and you're mad about it.
Not anymore. He didn't mean to. I didn't have to come here. Look, we've been through this.
He felt sorry for you too, Jesse. Don't kid yourself. He said you were a runt, and he said it from the day you were born. And he said you didn't have a chance.
I know he loved me.
What if he did? Didn't change anything.
Didn't have to. I miss him.
He never really ever went fishing, you know. He didn't. Never once. His tackle box was full of chewing tobacco, and all he ever did was drive out to the lake and sit in his car.
I thought it might be better for you after he died. You'd get interested in things, breathe better, change somehow.
Into what? The Queen? A clerk in the shoe store? Why should I? Because he said to? Because you said to? Well, I wasn't here for his entertainment, and I'm not here for yours either, Jesse. I don't know what I'm here for, but then I don't think about it. But I bet you wouldn't be killing yourself today if he were alive. That's a fine thing to figure out, isn't it?
That's not true.
Oh, no? Then what were you asking about him for? Why did you want to know if I loved him?
Didn't think you did, that's all.
Fine then, you were right. You feel better now?
Feels good to be right about it.
Didn't matter whether I loved him. Didn't matter to me, didn't matter to him. It didn't mean we didn't get along. It just wasn't important, and we didn't talk about it. Here, take all these pots out to the porch.
What for?
I'm not going to cook. I never liked it anyway. I like candy, wrapped in plastic or coming in sacks, and tuna. I like tuna, and I'll eat tuna, thank you.
What if you want to make apple butter? You can't make apple butter in that little pan. What if you leave carrots on cooking and burn up that pan?
Don't like carrots.
Well, what if the strawberries are good this year? Do you want to go picking with Agnes?
I'll tell her to bring a pan. You said you would do whatever I wanted, and I don't want a bunch of pans cluttering up my cabinets. I can't get down to anyway. I throw them out, so you throw them out, every last one.
I'm putting them all back in. I'm not taking them to the porch, and if you want them, they'll be here. You'll bend down and you'll get them, just like you did to get the one for cocoa. And if somebody else comes over here to cook, they'll have something to cook in. Now that's the end of it.
Who's going to cook here?
Agnes.
In my pots? Not on your life.
Look, there's no reason why the two of you couldn't just live here together. Be cheaper for both of you and somebody to talk to. The birds bothered you? Well, one day when Agnes is out getting her hair done, just take them all for a walk.
So that's why you're pestered me about Agnes. You think you can rest easy if you get me a new babysitter. Well, I don't want to live with Agnes, and I barely want to talk with Agnes. She's just around. We go back, that's all. And I'm not letting Agnes near this place. You don't get off that easy, child.
Okay, then. It's just something to think about.
I don't like things to think about. I like that things just go on.
I want to know what Daddy said to you the night he died. You came storming out of that room and said I could wait it out with him if I wanted to, but you were going to watch Gunsmoke. What did he say to you?
He didn't have anything to say to me, Jesse. That's why I left. He didn't say a thing. It was his last chance not to talk to me, and he took full advantage of it.
I'm sorry you didn't love him. Sorry for you, I mean. He seemed to me like a nice man.
You ready for your apple now?
As soon as I'm through here, Mama.
You won't like the apple either. It'll be just like the cocoa. You never liked eating it at all, did you? Any of it. What have you been living on all these years? Toothpaste?
No, you know the milkman comes on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and he leaves the order blank in the egg box. Now you get the bills to Dawson once a month.
Do they still make that orangeade?
It's not orangeade, it's just orange.
Well, I'm going to get some. I thought they stopped making it. You just stopped ordering it.
You should drink milk.
Not anymore, I'm not. That hot chocolate was the last, so hooray.
I told him to keep delivering a quarter milk a week, no matter what you said. I told them you'd run out of Cokes and that you'd have to drink it. I told them I knew you wouldn't pour it on the ground. And
you told them that you weren't going to be ordering anymore. Did you tell him that?
Told them I was taking a little holiday to look after you.
They didn't think something was funny about that? You who doesn't go to the front steps? You who only sees the driveway looking down from a stretcher passed out cold?
They said it was about time, but they didn't. Why didn't I take you with me? I said, I didn't think you'd want to go. And they said, yeah, everybody's got their own idea of vacation.
I guess you think that's funny.
You know, there was never any reason to call the ambulance for me. All they ever did was take me in the emergency room until I wake up. I could have done that here.
Nothing I ever did was good enough for you, and I want to know why.
It's not true.
And I want to know why you've lived here this way, feeling this way for so long.
You have no earthly idea how I feel.
Well, how could I? You're real far back there, Jesse.
Back where?
What's it like over there where you are? Do people always say the right thing or get whatever they want or what?
Or what are you talking about?
Why do you read the newspaper? Why don't you wear the sweater I made for you? Do you remember how I used to look? Or am I just an old woman to you? When you have a fit, do you see stars or what? How did you fall off that horse, really? And why did Cecil leave you? And where the heck did you put my old glasses?
They're in the bottom drawer of your dresser in an old milk of magnesia box. Cecil left me because he made me choose between him and smoking.
Jesse, I know he wasn't that dumb.
I never understood why he hated it so much when it's so good. Smoking's the only thing I know that's always just what you think it's gonna be. Just like it was the last time. Right there when you want it. Real quiet.
Your fits made him sick, and you know it.
Say seizures, not fits.
It's the same
thing? Seizures.
It's the same thing. A seizure in the hospital is a fit at home.
They didn't bother him at all. Except he did feel he was real responsible for it. It was his idea to go horseback riding that day. It was his idea I could do anything if I just made up my mind to. I fell off the horse because I didn't know how to hold on. Cecil left for pretty much the same reason.
He had a girl, Jesse. I walked right in on them in the tool shed. Well, she was Agnes's girl, Carlene. Judge for yourself.
I guess you and Agnes had a good talk about that, huh?
I never thought he was good enough for you. They moved here from Tennessee, you know.
What are you talking about? You liked him? Better than I did. You flirted him out here to build your porch, or I'd never even have met him at all.
He's the best carpenter I ever saw. That little house of yours will still be standing at the end of the world, Jesse.
You didn't need a porch, Mom.
All right, I wanted you to have a husband.
And I couldn't get one of my own, of course.
Well, how are you going to get a husband never opening your mouth to a living soul?
So I was quiet about it, so what?
So I should have let you just sit there? Sit like your daddy? Just sitting here?
Maybe.
Well, I didn't think so.
Well, what did you know?
I never said I knew much. How was I supposed to learn anything living out here? I didn't know enough to do half the things I did in my life. Things happen. You do what you can about them, and you see what happens next. I married you off to the wrong man, and I admit that. So I took you in when he left, and I'm sorry.
He wasn't the wrong man.
He didn't love you, Jesse, or he wouldn't have left.
He wasn't the wrong man, Mama. I loved Cecil so much. I tried to get more exercise. I tried to stay awake. I tried to learn to ride a horse. I tried to stay outside with him. But he always knew I was trying, so it didn't work.
He was a selfish man. He once told me he hated to see people move into his houses after he built them. He knew they'd mess them up.
I love that bridge he built over the creek in the back of the house. Didn't have to be anything special. A couple of boards would have been just fine. But he used that yellow pine and he rubbed it so smooth you could walk.
He had responsibilities here. He had a wife and a son, and he failed both of you.
That baby bed he built for Ricky. I told him he didn't have to spend so much time on it, but he said it had to last. The thing ended up weighing 200 pounds and I couldn't move it. I said, how long does a baby bed have to last anyway? Maybe he thought if it was strong enough, it might keep Ricky a baby.
Ricky's too much like Cecil.
He's not. Ricky's as much like me as any human could possibly be. We even wear the same size pants. Yeah, these are his, I think.
That's just the same size. That's not you're the same person.
I see it in his face. I hear it when he talks. We look out of the world and we see the same thing. Not fair. The only difference between me and Ricky is Ricky's out there trying to get even. He knows not to trust anybody. Got that straight from me. He knows not to try to get work. Guess where he got that? He walks around like there's loose boards in the floor. You know where he got that? I gave it to him.
Ricky isn't through yet, and you don't know how he'll turn out.
Yes, I do. So did Cecil. Ricky's the two of us together for all time in too small a space. We're tearing each other apart like always inside that boy. And if you don't see it, then you're just blind.
Give him time, Jess.
Oh, he'll get plenty of that. 5 years for forgery, 10 years
oh,
for...
Oh, stop that! Jesse, Cecil might be ready to try it again, honey. And that happens sometimes. Go downtown and find him. Talk to him. He didn't know what he had in you. Maybe he sees things different now, but you're not going to know that till you go see him. Or call him up. Right now, he might be home.
And say what? Nothing's changed. Cecil, I'd just like to look at you if you don't mind.
No.
He loved me, Mama. He just didn't know how things fall down around me like they do. I think he did the right thing. He gave himself another chance, that's all. But I did beg him to take me with him. I did tell him I would leave Ricky and you and everything I loved out here if only he could take me with him. But he couldn't. And I understood that. I wrote that note I showed you. I wrote it, not Cecil. I said, I'm sorry, Jesse. I can't fix it all for you. I'm the one that signed, I'll always love you. Not Cecil, I do.
But that's how he felt. Then he should have taken you with him.
You don't pack your garbage when you move. You are not garbage, Jesse.
It's a way of saying it, Mama. Thinking about my list, that's all. Well, now, a little more than that. I was trying to say it was all right that people left. It was a relief in a way, Mama. I never was what he wanted to see, so it's better that he wasn't looking at me all the time.
I'll make your apple now.
No, thanks.
I think your daddy has fits, too. I think he sat in his chair and had little fits. You know, I read this a long time ago in a magazine, how little fits go. Just little blackouts where maybe their eyes don't even close, and people just call them thinking spells.
Daddy would have known if he had fits, Mama. Want to talk about fits, is that right?
Yes, I do. I want to say that
most of the time, I wouldn't even know I'd had one, except I woke up in a with different clothes on, feeling like I'd been run over. Sometimes I feel my head start to turn around or hear myself scream. Sometimes there's this dizzy, stupid feeling a little before, but if the TV's on, it's easy to miss that.
I can tell when you're about to have one. Your eyes get this big.
What?
But Jesse, you know, you haven't
had... What do they look like? The seizures, what do they look like?
Well, they're different each time, Jess.
Okay, pick one. Take a good one. I think I want to know now.
Well, there's not that much to tell. You just kind of crumple in a heap. Sort of like a puppet where all the strings are cut all at once. Or it's like a firing squad in some Mexican movie. And you just kind of slide down the wall, you know. You don't know what happens?
Well, I'm busy.
That's not fun.
Well, I'm not laughing. My head turns around and then I fall down. Then what?
Well, your chest kind of squeezes in and out. And you sound like you're gagging, sucking air in and out like you can't breathe.
Now do it for me, Mama. Make the sound for me.
Oh, I will not. It's awful sounding.
Yeah, felt like it might be. But what's next?
Well, your mouth bites down, and I have to get your tongue out of the way real fast so you don't bite yourself.
Or you. I bit you too, didn't I?
Well, you got me once real good. I had to get a tetanus. But I know what to watch for now. And then you turn blue, and the jerks start up.
Foaming like a mad dog all the time.
Well, it's bubbling, Jess. Not foam, like the washer overflowed, for God's sake. It's just sort of bubbling like a baby spitting up. And I go get a wet washcloth, that's all. And then the jerks slow down, and you wet yourself, and it's all over. 2 minutes, maybe.
How do I get into the bed?
Well, how do you think?
Well, I'm too heavy for you now. How do you do it?
I call Dawson. But I get you cleaned up before he gets here, and I make him leave before you wake up.
You could just leave me on the floor.
I want you to wake up someplace nice, okay? But Jesse, and this is the reason I even brought it up, you haven't had a seizure for a solid year. A whole year. Do you realize that?
Yeah. My phenobarb is about right now, I guess.
You bet it is. You might never have another one, ever. You might be through with it for all time.
Could be.
You are. I know you are.
Sure, I'm feeling good. I really am. Double vision's gone and my gums aren't swelling anymore. No rashes or anything. I'm feeling as good as ever I felt in my life. I'm even feeling like worrying or getting mad, and I'm not afraid it will start a fit if I do. I just go ahead.
Of course you do. Well, you can even scream at me if you want to.
I can take it.
You don't have to act like you're just visiting here, Jesse. This is your house, too.
Best part is my memory's back.
Oh, your memory's always been good. When couldn't you remember things? You're always reminding me about what.
Yeah, because I made lists for everything. But now I can remember what the things mean on my list. I see dish towels. And I used to wonder what I was supposed to do. Wash them, buy them, look for them. Because I couldn't remember where I put them or if I'd washed them. But now I know it means to wrap them up. They're a present for Loretta's birthday.
Yeah, you used to go looking for your list, too. I've noticed that. You always know where they are now. Is Loretta's birthday coming up?
Oh, I made a list of all the birthdays for you. I even put yours on. So now you can call Loretta and remind her when it's coming up.
I tell you what, let's take Loretta to Howard Johnson's and have those fried clams. I know you love that clam roll.
I won't be here, Mama.
What have we just been talking about? You'll be here. Why, you're well, Jessie. You're starting all over. You said it yourself. You're remembering things.
I won't be here. If I'd ever had a year like this to think straight at all before now, I'd be gone already.
No, Jessie.
Yes, Mama. Once I started remembering, I could see what it was all adding up to.
The fits are over.
It's not the fits, Mama.
Then it's me for giving them to you. But I didn't do it.
It's not the fits. You said it yourself. The medication takes care of the fits.
Your daddy gave you those fits. He passed it down to you like your green eyes and your straight hair. But it's not my fault.
So what if he had little fits? It's not inherited. I fell off the horse. It was an accident.
The horse wasn't the first time, Jessie. You had a fit when you was 5 years old.
I did not.
You did. You were eating a popsicle and down you went. He gave it to you. It was his fault, not mine.
Well, you took your time telling me.
Well, how do you tell that to a 5-year-old?
What did the doctor say?
He said kids have them all the time. He said there wasn't anything you do but wait for the next one.
But I didn't have another one. You mean to tell me that I had fits all the time as a kid and you just told me I fell down or something? That it wasn't until I had the fit when Cecil was looking that anybody bothered to find out what was the matter with me?
It wasn't all the time, Jessie. And they changed when you started the school. More like your daddy's. Oh, that was some swell time. Sitting there with the two of you turning off and on like light bulbs some night.
How many fits did I have?
You never hurt yourself. I never let you out of my sight. I caught you every time.
But you didn't tell anybody.
It's none of their business.
You were ashamed.
I didn't want anybody to know. Least of all you.
Least of all me. Oh, all right. That was mine to know, Mama, not yours. Did Daddy know?
He thought you were, well, you fell down a lot, and that's what he thought. You were careless. Maybe he thought I beat you. I don't know what he thought. He just didn't think about it.
Yeah, because you didn't tell him.
If I told him about you, I'd have to tell him about him.
I don't like this. I don't like this one bit.
Well, I didn't think you'd like it, and that's why I didn't tell you.
If I had known I had epileptic, Mama, I wouldn't have ridden any horses.
Make you feel like a freak, is that what I should have done?
Just get the manicure tray and sit down.
I don't want a manicure.
It doesn't look like you do, no.
Maybe I did drop you, you don't know.
You said you didn't, you didn't.
Maybe I fed you the wrong thing. And maybe you had a fever sometime and I didn't know it soon enough. Maybe it's punishment.
For what?
I don't know, because I felt the way I felt about your father. Because I didn't want any more children. Because I smoked too much or I didn't eat right when I was carrying you. Has to be something I did.
It does not. It's just a sickness. It's not a curse. Epilepsy doesn't mean anything. It just is.
I'm not talking about the fits here, Jessie. I'm talking about this killing yourself. It has to be me that's the matter here. You wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't.
I didn't tell you things, or I married you off to the wrong man, or I took you in and let your life get away from you, or all of it put together. I don't know what I did, but I did it. I know. This is all my fault, Jesse. But I don't know what to do about it now.
It doesn't have anything to do with you.
Everything you do has to do with me, Jesse. You can't do anything. Wash your face, cut your finger, without it doing it to me. That's right. You might as well kill me, Jesse. It's the same thing. This has to do with me, Jesse.
Then what if it does? What if it has everything to do with you? What if you are all I have and you're not enough? What if I could take all the rest of it if only I didn't have you here? What if the only way I can get away from you is, for good, is by killing myself? What if it is? I can still do it.
Don't leave me, Jesse! No!
Mama, I have a box of things I want people to have, and I'm just going to go and get it for you.
You just a minute.
Jesse is gone, and Mama heads for the telephone, but you can't even pick up the receiver this time. Jesse returns carrying a box that the groceries were delivered in.
Jesse, how can I live here without you? I need you. You're supposed to tell me to stand up straight and say how nice I look in my pink dress and drink my milk. You're supposed to go around and lock up so I know we're safe for the night and when I wake up. You're supposed to be out there making the coffee and watching me get older every day. And you're supposed to help me die when the time comes. I can't do that myself, Jesse. I'm not like you, Jesse. I hate the quiet. And I don't want to die. And I don't want you to go, Jesse. How can I get up every day knowing you had to kill yourself to make it stop hurting? And I was here all the time and I never even saw it. And then you gave me this chance to make it better, convince me to stay alive, and I couldn't do it. How can I live with myself after this, Jesse?
I only told you so I could explain it, so you wouldn't blame yourself, so you wouldn't feel bad. There wasn't anything you could do to change my mind. I didn't want you to save me. I just wanted you to know.
Stay with me a little longer. Just a few more years. I don't have that many more to go, Jesse. And as soon as I'm dead, you can do whatever you want. Maybe with me gone, you'll have all the quiet you want right here in the house. And maybe one day you'll put in some begonias or up the wall and get just the right ring for them all summer. And Ricky may be married. And he'll bring your grandbabies over and you can sneak them a piece of candy when their daddy's not looking. And then you'll be real glad again when they're gone home and left you to your quiet again.
Don't you see, Mama? Everything I do winds up like this. How could I think you would understand? How could I think you would want a manicure? We could hold hands for an hour and then I could go and shoot myself. I'm sorry about tonight, Mama. But it's exactly why I'm doing it.
If you've got the guts to kill yourself, Jesse, you've got the guts to stay alive.
I know that.
So it's really just a matter of where I'd rather be.
Look, maybe I can't think of what you should do, but that doesn't mean there isn't something that would help. You find it. You think of it. You can keep trying. You can get brave and try some more. You don't have to give up.
I'm not giving up. This is the other thing I'm trying. I'm sure there are some other things that might work, but might work isn't good enough anymore. I need something that will work. This will work. That's why I picked it.
But something might happen. Something that could change everything. And who knows what it might be. But it might be worth waiting for. Try it for 2 more weeks. We could have more talks like tonight.
No, Mama.
I'll pay more attention to you. And tell the truth when you ask me. Let you have your say.
No, Mama. We wouldn't have more talks like tonight because it's this next part that's made this last part so good, Mama. Oh, Mama. This is how I have my say. This is how I have my say, how I say what I thought about it all, and how I say no. No to Dawson, no to Loretta, no to the Red Chinese, and Epilepsy, and Ricky, and Cecil, and you. And me. And hope. I say no. No. Just let me go easy, Mama.
I can't do that.
You can. You can because you have to. It's what you've always done.
You're my child.
I'm what became of your child. I found an old baby picture of me. It was somebody else. Not me. It was somebody pink and fat. Never heard of sick or lonely or somebody. It was somebody who cried and got fed. Who reached up and got help. And kicked but didn't hurt anybody. And slept whenever she wanted to, just by closing her eyes. Somebody who mainly just laid there and laughed at the colors waving around over her head. Chewed on a polka dot whale. Woke up knowing something new. Something new trick every day. Rolled over and drooled on the sheet. Felt your hand pulling my quilt up over me. That's who I started off. But this is who's left. That's what this is about. It's somebody I lost, all right. It's my own self. Who I never was. Who I tried to be and never got to. Somebody I waited for who never came. And never will. So see, it doesn't much matter what else happens in the world or in this house even. I'm what was worth waiting for. And I didn't make it. Me, who might have been different. Who might have made a difference. I'm not going to show up, so there's no reason to stay. Except to keep you company. That's not reason enough, because I'm not very good company. Am I?
No, but neither am I.
I had this strange old thought. Well, maybe it's nothing strange. Anyway, after Christmas, after I decided to do this, I would wonder sometimes what might keep me here. What might be worth staying for. You know what it was? It was maybe if there was something I really liked.
I think if I really like rice pudding or cornflakes or something special for breakfast, that might be enough.
Rice pudding's good.
Not to me.
And you're not afraid.
Afraid of what?
I'm afraid of it. For me, I mean. When my time comes, I know it's coming, but...
You don't know when. Yeah? Like somebody creeping up on you like in some scary movie?
Yeah. Yeah, sneaking up on me like some killer on the loose. Hiding out in the backyard just waiting for me to have my hands full someday, and I'm supposed to protect myself anyhow, and when I don't know what he looks like, and I don't know how he sounds, coming up behind me like that, or if it'll hurt, or how long it'll take, or what I don't get done before it happens.
You've got plenty of time.
I forget what for right now.
Whatever happens, I don't know. For the rest of your life. For Agnes burning down one more house. Dawson losing his hair.
Jesse, I can't just sit here and say, okay, kill yourself if you want to.
Sure you can. You just did. Say it again.
Jesse! How dare you? How dare you? You think I can just leave whenever you want? That you can just leave whenever you want? Like you're watching TV here? No, you can't, Jesse. You make me feel like a fool for being alive, child. And you are so wrong. I like it here, and I'll stay here until they make me go. Until they drag me screaming, and I mean screeching, into my grave. And you're real smart to get away before then, because I mean, honey, you've never heard noise like that in your life. Who am I talking to? You're gone already, aren't you? I'm looking right through you. I can't stop you because you're already gone. I guess you think they'll all have to talk about you now. I guess you think this will really confuse them. Oh, yes. Ever since Christmas, you've been laughing to yourself and thinking, boy, are they all in for a surprise. Well, nobody's going to be a bit surprised, sweetheart. This is just like you. Do it the hard way. That's my girl, all right. Now, how do you like that? Not you, but me. They're going to be ashamed of you. Yes, ashamed. And if somebody asks Dawson about it, he'll just change the subject as fast as he can. He'll talk about how much he has to pay to park his car these days.
But leave me alone.
It's the truth.
But I should have just left you a note.
Yes!
No. I might not have thought of all the things you said.
It's okay, Mama. I remember that you liked the preacher that Daddy had, so if you want to ask him to do the service, it's okay with me.
What?
You pick the same songs, or pick some songs you like, or you can let Agnes pick. She'll know exactly what's right. Oh, and I had your dress dry cleaned, the one you wore to Daddy's. You looked real good in that.
I don't remember, hon.
It won't be so bad once your friends start coming to the funeral home. They'll probably see people you haven't seen for years. I thought about what you should say. Did you get over the hard part when they first come in?
Come in.
Take them up to see their flowers. They'll like that. And when they say, I'm so sorry for you, you just say, I appreciate your coming, Connie. I appreciate your coming, Connie. Then you ask her how our garden was this summer.
what they do for Thanksgiving or how the children are.
Well, I don't think I'll ask about the children. I'll talk about what they have on. That's always good. And I'll have some crochet work with me.
Magnus will be there, so maybe you won't have to chop it off.
You know, maybe if Connie Richard comes, I can get her to tell me where she gets that Irish yarn, she calls it. I know it doesn't come from Ireland. I think it just comes with a green wrapper.
And be sure to invite enough people home afterwards so you have enough food to feed them all and have some left for you. But don't let anybody take anything home, especially Loretta.
Loretta will get all the food set up, honey. It's only fair to let her have some macaroni or
no,
something.
No, Mama, you gotta be more selfish from now on. Now, somebody's bound to ask you why I did it. And you just say you don't know. You say that you loved me, and you know I loved you. And we just sat around like every other night of our lives. And then I came over, kissed you and said, night, mother. You heard me close my bedroom door, and the next thing you heard was the shot. And whatever reason I had, well, I guess I just took it with me.
It was something personal.
Good. That's good.
That's what I'll say then.
Yeah.
Is that what I tell Dawson and Loretta too? We sat around, you kissed me, night mother. They'll want to know more, Jesse. They won't believe it.
Well, then tell them what we did. I filled up the candy jar and cleaned out the refrigerator. We made some hot chocolate, and we put the cover back on the sofa. You had no idea, all right? Really think that's better that way. If they know we talked about it, they really won't understand how you let me do it.
I guess not. It's private.
Tonight is private, yours and mine. I don't want anybody else to have any part of it.
Okay, then.
Now, when you hear the shot, I don't want you to come in. First of all, you won't be able to get in by yourself, but I don't want you trying. You call Dawson, then you call the police, then you call Agnes. Vince, you'll need something to do till somebody gets here. So just wash the hot chocolate pan. And you wash that pan until you hear the doorbell ring. And I don't care if it's an hour, you keep washing that pan.
Well, I'll make my call, and then I'll just sit. I won't need something to do. What will the police say?
They'll do that gunpowder test, I guess. And they'll ask you what happened. By that time, the ambulance will be here, and they'll come in and get me, and you know how that goes. You stay out here with Dawson and Loretta. You keep Dawson out here. I want the police in the room first, not Dawson, okay?
What if Dawson and Loretta want me to go home with them?
It's up to you.
I think I'll stay here. All they've got is thinking.
Well, maybe Agnes will come and stay with you for a few days.
I'd rather be by myself, I think. You want me to give people those things in the box?
I want Loretta to have my little calculator. Dawson bought it for himself, you know. But when he saw one like he liked better, and he couldn't bring home both of them because Loretta always counts every penny the way she does. That's why I gave the first one to me. It'd be funny for her to have it now, don't you think? And all my house slippers,
They're in the sack for her in my closet. Tell her I know they'll fit. And, oh, tell her I never wore any of them, will you? Make sure Dawson hears you tell her that. I'm glad he loves Loretta so much, but I wish that he knew not everyone has her size feet. Okay. Now, this letter is for Dawson, but it's mostly about you, so read it if you want to. There's a list of Christmas presents for you for at least 20 more Christmases and birthdays. So if you want anything special, you better add it to this list before you give it to him. Or if you want to be a surprise, just don't read that page. This Christmas you're getting some, mostly the stuff that's for the house, like a new rug for the bathroom and needlework. But next Christmas, you're really going to cost him next Christmas, I think. I think you'll like it a lot. You'll never think of it.
You really think he'll go for that?
I think he'll feel like a real jerk if he doesn't. Me telling him too, like this and all. Now, this is the number where you can call Cecil. I called it last week and he answered, so I know he still lives there.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him we talked about him. And I only had good things to say about him. But mainly tell him to find Ricky and tell him what I did. And tell Ricky that you have something for him out here from me. He should come and get it. What is it? My watch.
He'll sell it.
The idea. I appreciate him not stealing it already. I'd like to buy him a good meal.
He'll just buy dope with it.
Well, then I hope he gets some good dope with it, Mama. The rest is for you.
When did you do all this? During my naps, I guess.
I guess. I tried to be quiet about it. Those are just little presents for whenever you need one. They're not bought presents, just things I thought you might like to look at. Pictures of things you think are nice, or things that you've lost, things you didn't even know you had. You'll see.
I'm not sure I want them. They'll remind me of you.
No, they won't. They're just things like a free tube of toothpaste I found hanging on the door one day.
Oh, all right then.
Well, maybe there's one nice present there somewhere. It's Granny's ring, the one she gave me. I thought maybe you'd like to have it. But I didn't think you'd wear it if I gave it to you right now.
No, probably not. I'm ready for my manicure now. Should I wash my hands again, I guess?
It's time for me to go home.
No, Jesse, you've got all night.
No, Mama.
It's not even 10 o'clock.
Let me go, Mama.
I can't. You can't go. You can't do this. You didn't say it would be so soon, Jesse. I'm scared. I love you.
Let go of me, Mama. I said everything I had to say.
You said you wanted to do my nails.
I can't. It's too late.
I don't want you to wake Dawson. I'm gonna have to wake Dawson anyway.
I don't want you to wake Dawson and Loretta when you call. I want them to come. I want them to still be up and dressed so they can get over here.
Will they wake up fast? It don't matter here, Jesse. You do, and I do. And we're not through yet. We've got a lot of things to take care of here. I don't know where my prescriptions are, and you didn't tell me what to tell Dr. Davis when he calls, or what I'm supposed to tell Ricky, or who I call to take the leave.
Don't try to stop me, Mama. You can't do it.
I can, too. I'll stand right here in front of this hall, and you can't get past me. You'll have to knock me down to get away from me, Jesse. I'm not about to let you do what you're talking about. Jesse! Jesse, you let me in there! Don't you do this, Jesse! I'm not gonna stop screaming until you open this door, Jesse! Jesse! Jesse!
feel like it, and the only way you can make sure I'll do it, do what you want, is if you come out of there and make me, Jesse! Jesse, stop this! I didn't know! I was here with you all the time! Oh, and I didn't know that you were so alone! Jesse! Please!
I thought you were mine.
And as she leaves the door and makes her way through the living room around the furniture, as though she didn't know where she was, not knowing what to do, finally she goes over to the stove and picks up the hot chocolate pan and carries it with her to the telephone and holds on to it while she dials the number. She looks down at the pan, holding it tight like her life depended on it, and she hears Loretta answer.
Loretta? Let me talk to Dawson, honey.